This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Listening to Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m.
This is the Father's Radio love
with
a
voice of with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. What a beautiful, blessed, wonderful, glorious, everything good day that our God and our Father has made for us to rejoice and to be glad. You know what? I can't help myself to rejoice and to be glad. That's what I choose to do each and every single day. Welcome to the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy, and of course, with my partner, as usual, Bongani, on this wonderful day.
Wonderful day indeed. It's a bit sunny and a bit chilly at the same time when you're indoors, but it's still a wonderful day that the Lord, our God, has made for us to rejoice and to be glad. More so, Lindy, I get so excited each time we have to come to the studio because we got to spend some time with our listeners and go through the Word of God, where we say, indeed, there's a solution to all that you're going through and is found in the Word of God. Welcome to the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindy. We're on K-Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m., your daily companion. You did yourself a huge favor by coming in, tuning in, rather, today to be with us because,
yeah,
you know what, coming
of
in.
Of course.
Because today we're going to be talking about take the limits off. Take the limits off. So don't you go our way. Don't you change that dial. We invite you, man, just to join in on our conversation today. It's just me and Lindy, of course, talking about taking the limits off. You can send us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657, 081-7291-657, or you can join us live on our Facebook page, K-Pulpit, 729 AM K-Pulpit, or 729 AM Radio Kapse Council. Once you grab your cup of tea, as Lindy will say, or coffee, here's Lebo LD Sane saying, "That's why I feel in love with you." What a beautiful song. What an awesome song. "That's why I fell in love with you, oh God." That was Lebo LD Sane saying, "That's why I fell in love with you, oh God." What a beautiful song indeed. When you look back and talking about that, Lindy, you know, as we're about to get into our talk for today, you know, our discussion for today, taking the limits off. You know, when you read the Bible in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, "God in his divine power has given us all things." You know, if I was in church, I was going to say, you know, say all. God has given us all things, not some things, but he's given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. How awesome is that? That's why I fell in love with the Lord, is that everything that I need, God has already provided for us. In Ephesians 2, also verse 10, Lindy, it says, you know what, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, you know, for good works which were prepared beforehand. Think about that, that Lord, the Lord God Almighty, you know, our Father, our Daddy, has prepared good works for us, has prepared good things for us beforehand, even before we were conceived in the wombs of our mothers. You know, Lindy, God has already ordained for us to succeed, ordained for us, you know, to do well here on earth. I mean, even when you look at creation, before God could create, you know, us, or made us as human beings in the form of Adam, you know, the Lord made sure that he creates everything. You know, he creates the earth and everything that we would need before he can finally say Let us now make man in our image and after our likeness. And on top of that, what I love the most is that, you know what, in Genesis chapter number 2, then he goes down and he plants a garden, you know, just for me and you. You know, I'm saying all of these things just to prove to us that anything and everything that we need, you know, God has already provided. However, Lindy, the fact of the matter, the truth of the matter is that, you know, somehow then we find ourselves limited in doing certain things in life. But guess what? It is not because of God, but it is because of something or circumstances that happens. And talking about taking the limits off, I want us to go to one of the most popular scriptures or texts that we, you know, people have been preached, has been preached about, you know, promotions were done and armbands, a lot of t-shirts, a lot of sermons, a lot of books were published, you know, about this story or prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter number 4 from verses 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. It reads as follows, that now Jabez or Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez or Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Let me start by saying, Lindy, that your focus in life at this present moment should be on what you are becoming and not what you are currently, but what you are becoming. Because, child of God, I tell you, as you have come or you have decided to tune in to the Father's love today to hear the word of God, I tell you that change is going to happen in your life. Transformation will take place because the entrance of God's word brings about light. Each time you go into the word of God to study the word of God, know that change, child of God, is happening. Therefore, I would call upon each one of us that we shouldn't focus, you know, in life at this present moment, but rather what we are becoming by the power that is in the word of God. So, you know, as you continue to listen to the word of God, as you continue to take yourself and spend time with God in the word of God, I tell you, you are becoming what God intended for you to become. So today I want to, as we talk about taking the limits off, that don't allow a label to limit you in this year, you know, as you go, as you journey with God. Don't allow any label that has been put upon you by people, that has been put upon you even by yourself, to limit you or to dictate to you how far you can go. The fact that maybe you are just black, you are just a female, you are just a widow, you are just, you know, a single parent, you are just an orphan, you know, don't allow those you know, labels that have been given to you by people or given to you even by yourself, you know, to limit you as you journey with God in this year. You know, Paul speaking to Timothy, his son in the faith, he says, Timothy, my son, don't let anyone to despise your youth. Don't allow anyone to despise your youth. So I want to say to you, child of God, victory, growth, enlargement or increase in your life will come as a result, or will come when you intentionally refuse that your current setting or your status or whatever label that have been put upon you or you have put up yourself, whether even by society or even, you know, by your own parents, to limit you or to dictate to you how far you can go in life. Yeah. How far you can go in life. As I said, that growth will come as a result when you intentionally refuse that. Because, child of God, especially, you know, refuse to accept people's labels of you as your identity, irrespective of who they are in your life or irrespective of what they represent in your life, especially if those labels that they've given unto you, if those names that they've given unto you, you know, are in contrary to, you know, to what God has intended or purpose for your life. Just like Jabez, if we go back to the story that we've just read, Jabez refused, you know, to be known or as one that will cause pain, you know, but, you know, to people, but rather to be a blessed one or a blessing to everyone, even though that label was given to him by his mother who prophesied or declared it upon him. And you know what? It is sad to note that, you know, Jabez was not the one who has caused pain. You know, however, his mother chose to transfer the pain that she was going through at that particular time, giving birth to Jabez, and decided to transfer that experience that she had, you know, on this poor innocent child called Jabez, and she gave him the name that will actually, each and every time when people call upon Jabez, they would say one who causes pain. And the Bible says that Jabez refused to be known as one who will cause pain. So here we are, child of God, to say there might have been labels that have been given to you by people, even those that are close to you. How sad it is that this poor child, Jabez, you know, did nothing, you know, to cause that pain. But the mother's experience caused the mother to give the poor child that name. But the child, as the child grew, he said, he refused. He said, I don't want to be known as one that causes pain. I'm going to change this thing. And he went to the Lord, cried out to the Lord. And Lindy, it's interesting also to note that, you know what, before then, even the Lord did nothing for that matter. Did nothing to change the situation until Jabez himself said, I'm not going to be known as one that will cause pain. I'm going to remove this label that is limiting me from moving forward in life. I'm changing this story. I'm changing my story. You know, I'm starting a new journey with the Lord. And he prayed to God. And guess what? The Bible says, and God granted him his request, fulfilling what Jesus said to us in Matthew 18, verse 18, that what we allow on earth is allowed in heaven. What we disallow here on earth is disallowed in heaven, as I hand over to Lindy before I take all the time.
I don't mind. I'm listening. I'm grasping everything that you are, you know, talking about, especially the scripture that you just quoted about Jabez. And it's so interesting, you know, as I was thinking about the show, even the topic that we have today, and it just took me back to when I was young, because I'm listening to, you know, the story of Jabez, that this guy got the name based on what the mother was going through, and that was the label that was, you know, placed upon him, and he grew up with that. And I'm just thinking, you know, that most of us, you know, we kind of like understand maybe his, you know, his experience or what he went through, because we might find ourselves in that same position. But I love the fact that he needed to make a decision himself that, you know what, I don't want to carry on in life with the label that my mother, you know, placed upon me. It might not be your mother, it might be your, you know, in your family, it might be in your community, even at your workplace, where, you know, you're kind of like walking with the label that everyone, you know, is, you know, placing upon you. But I love the fact that for the situation to change, you need to take a step.
Come on.
You need to make a decision that, you know what, I don't want to live in this environment anymore. I need to change. It's all about the attitude. I feel, you know, for you to be able to remove yourself, or not allow, you know, any limitations upon your life, not allow any labels that have been placed, you know, upon your life. And I love the fact that it's not him.
Yeah,
it's like other people. It's outside of him, and then yet he decided himself in the inside, this is not who I am. So I think what I can say is, for you to be able to take the limits off, It needs to start with the attitude, how you see yourself, the perception that you have about yourself, how you see yourself. And that will actually be a turnaround in your life, that no, this is not who I am. This is not how I see myself. I choose to see myself the way God sees me. I choose to walk, or I choose to live my life the way God, my Father. And I love Genesis 1 verse 26, that wherever I minister, I think I also start in that point, that you know what, Genesis 1, 26, that I'm made in the image of God and the likeness of God. And that's who I am.
Yeah.
Anything that is outside of this scripture, it's got nothing to do with me. So I refuse at this discount. So it's about the perception, the attitude of how you see yourself. And then the next step, I know I might be getting ahead of myself or whatever that you still have to share. And the second thing that I believe for you to be able to step out of any limitation or any labels that have been placed upon you is when you have realized, or when you have changed or renewed your mind to the fact that this is not who I am. I'm made in the image of God and the likeness of God. I am, the Bible says, as Christ is, so I am right now. When that, you know, that perception change, I'm telling you, you will live a fulfilled life. And, you know, you will live according to the purpose and the plan that God has for yourself, because then you realize, I'm not my background. I'm not where I come from. I'm not my, you know, the way I grew up, but I am exactly how God created me to be. I choose to put in that God has placed upon myself from this day forward. So your attitude, your perception, how you see yourself really, really, really matters in you in stepping out of any limitation that might have been placed upon your life. And the second thing that I feel is it's very important that people should understand or realize or the truth that they should see, you know, from taking the limits off, is that Jabez, when he realized, I'm not that. I won't cause pain. I refuse to experience pain, you know, in my life. And then he spoke.
Yeah.
He spoke that which he wanted to experience. He spoke that which he wanted to, you know, to see. It says, and Jabez cried out to God in verse 10, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. The importance of speaking words.
Come on.
Speak that which God has spoken to you.
Speak, and I that love which that. You want.
Yes, and that which you want, because that's what he did. And God says his word does not come back to him void. It's never useless. It's never without any effect. It always comes to pass. It always bring forth the results. The word of God always brings fruit. So when you begin to realize, you say, no, this is not the life that I want. I'm changing, you know, the way that people see me, or I'm removing any labels upon my life, then begin to speak that which you want to see. And speaking the word of God that is active, that is full of power, that is alive, that will be able to transform your life. So what you speak each and every day is very, very important. That's why I really emphasize this even upon my kids, that be careful of what you say. Be careful of what comes out of your mouth. Whatever, when you struggle maybe with your homework, with certain things, don't say to yourself, "Ish, I can't do that." Speak that which you want to see. Speak the results that you want to see. Don't speak about the problem that you're facing right now, that I can't focus, or I can't do this, you know, come up with a solution, mama, on this, you know, question that I have. But speak that which you want to see there. So the power of words is very, very important. Speak that which you want to see over your life, because I mean, that's the way scripture says, the power in
life and death,
yeah, life and death in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. What kind of fruits do you want to experience in your life for 2022?
What kind of fruit you want to experience in your life? What kind of life are you looking for? Are you going to settle down and accept the current status where you find yourself in as your fate? Are you going to accept it as coming from the Lord? And here I am, here we are today saying to you, it does not come from the Lord. God wishes above all else that we should prosper be in good health even as a soul prospers. I mean, his original plan for you and I was for us to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. That's prosperity in every area of our lives right there. Dominate, rule, subdue, you know, that is to conquer and to overcome. So, you know, child of God, everything and anything that God wishes for you is nothing but the best. God did not bring any of us here to be limited, any of us here to struggle in life. In actual fact, he has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Whatever that we need for us to be able to thrive here on earth. You know what? God has already provided it for us. He has already prepared it before time, beforehand, you know, that we may walk in it. You know, what we may walk in it is just that life happened to us. We allowed labels that people put upon us, society put upon us, and even ourselves, you know, putting it upon us. And Lindy, where you're talking about, you need to make a decision. Be intentional to say, I'm not going to accept this thing. This is not my fate. This is not my end. You know what? I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to take charge. And you speak this thing. Open up your mouth and speak about where you want to be. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, the Lord God Almighty says, I call upon heaven and earth to come and witness, you know, that, you know what, I've put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And he says, you know what, choose one. But I advise that you choose life so that you and your descendants may live forever. So, child of God, it is not about you. You know, for you to take a decision today to take the limits off, understand one thing, that not only you are going to benefit from that, not only you and you alone are going to benefit, you know, on the progress that is going to begin to take place in your life, but generations upon generation are going to, you know, benefit from it when you rise up and take a decision that I'm taking this limit off. I don't care who put this label upon my life. It could be my mother, my dear mother that I love so much. Even Jacob refused. They gave him a name. They said, your name is Jacob, which meant swindler, supplanter, you know, somebody that cheats. But one day, you know, as he was about, because it has caused problems for him, you know, this name, you know. And on his way to meet his brother, guess what? He wrestled with God the whole night and said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. So basically, I'm not letting you go until you change my situation. He wrestled with God the whole night until his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. What is it that you're going through? What is it that you want in your life? You know, what is it, that thing that is limiting you and you say you want change? Here we are, we say it can change. God is not a respecter of persons. If he can do it for Jabez, he can do it for Jacob, he can do it for you. Here's Linda Randall, strength. You need strength to move on. Yebo, it is the Father's love. You heard correctly. You are with Bongani and, of course, Lindy. We're on the Father's Love Show on 729 AM. You did yourself a huge favor by tuning in today because we're talking about taking the limits off. Before we went to the song, Lindy, you were, you know, I could sense in my heart that you are bubbling. You're bubbling, you're bubbling.
Really? I was listening to this song. It says, you go in the strength of the Lord, man. Yeah, no, the strength of the Lord is, I did our portion each and every day. And you said before we went to the song break, you spoke about Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, right? Where the Bible, you know, puts it clear for us that, you know what, we have a choice to make. God puts it out in his word. I just want to read it again. Just my phone decided to close the scripture. I don't know what focus I had there. Let me read it again and remind those who are joining us right now. If you are joining us right now, we are talking about taking the limits off, right? It was verse 19. It says, this day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses, and says, now choose life so that you and your children may live. You know, the scripture just put it clear for us that there's things that are going on around us. Oh, God is saying to us, you know, I've said before you life and death, blessing and cursing, but when you need to choose. And then, but he says, we'll say, but choose life.
Yeah.
As much as people may label us has, you know, given us names that, you know, does not speak to our destiny, or names just to, you know, because they are associated with the father of lies, and, you know, just want give us names that want to stop us from fulfilling the destiny that God has purposed for us. And it says, it just reminds me that at the end of the day, we need to make a choice. We need to choose. Do I continue to live my life on, you know, based on what people are saying about me, or I'm gonna live this life that God has given to me, that God has blessed me with? Do I choose, or do I choose to walk according to what God says about my life? So you have to make a choice. Let's stop making excuses.
Yeah.
Because I feel that sometimes that when these, you know, lies come our way, and we tend to like want to stay in the comfort zone, be in this comfort zone, and we don't want to make a choice, or we don't want to choose, you know. But today, let it be a make a decision that, you know what, I need to choose. Because in life, man, you have to choose every day. There's choices, you make choices. So
whether you want to die in this state.
Exactly. You want to die in this situation. You want to give up and all that. But you need to choose. It does not matter when people say you are not good enough, useless, you never amount to anything, you are a failure or whatsoever. That's for them. But when you need to make a choice today that, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I am a child of God. I am God's beloved. I am the righteousness of God. You know, choose those things that God has spoken over your life. And there's a scripture that you quoted earlier on in the 2 Peter chapter 2. No, 1 Peter. 2 Peter chapter
2:1-3.
Yeah, 1:3. That's one of my favorite scripture. That whenever I feel like I've reached a dead end, or where I don't know what to do, this scripture just reminds me that, you know what, Lindiwe, God has given to you everything that you need pertaining to this life. Not the life that is yet to come, or thinking we will have everything that we need when we get to heaven. Right here, right now, God has given to me and you everything that we need in this life. And I love the fact it says we are able to understand this because of the knowledge that we have of Him. It says His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. And I feel believe that one of the things that helps us to remove ourselves or take ourselves from that place of limitation is the knowledge of who God is upon our lives. The knowledge of even of understanding who we are, even in God. When we get to that point, I'm telling you, lies that people say about you, whatever labels that people can bring, you know, towards you, against you, whatever, it will not matter to you, because you know, you have the knowledge of who God is, and you understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Once you have that truth, I'm telling you, you are set free. No more bondage. Nothing can be able to stand in your way of accomplishing and fulfilling the purpose of God concerning your life. So make a choice today. What is it that you want to choose to do with the situation that you find yourself in? So as the word says in Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, choose life. That which God has purpose for you. It says every good and perfect gift comes from God. So you need to choose to live your life based on every good and perfect gift that God has for us each and every day. And I'm telling you, there are gifts every single day. And let it be your understanding, because I'm not choosing to live or carry yesterday's There are new mercies for each and every day, new blessings for that particular day. So choose to live and enjoy the blessings and everything that God has purposed and planned and put in place for you. I love the fact that God did not bring us here wondering, hey, what is this people going to do? Everything is in place.
Yeah.
Everything is in order.
Yeah.
The grace of God has provided. It's only our faith that will cause these things to manifest in our lives. So you make a choice today that are you going to partake of what grace has already provided for you? Or are you going to live your life based on the limitations that people have placed, the names and labels that God has placed before you?
Wow. So, you know, that's powerful. What I'm hearing God saying to us today, Lindiwe, one is that let's not allow the labels that have been put upon our lives, you know, to limit us. It could be your name. You know, Jabez, it was his name, you know, because one other thing that we don't understand is this sometimes is that the names, even the nicknames that we give us as we grow up, you know, and even the names that we give to ourselves, you know, the labels we give to us. I'm just black. I'm just white. You know, I'm just poor. I'm just uneducated. I'm just young. You know, Paul says to Timothy, don't let anyone despise your youth. You know, I'm just this, I'm just that. You know, we give those labels and they limit us. And we wonder why, Lindy, we are not progressing in life. We wonder why we're not moving forward. It is these labels. Because each time we call ourselves or we see ourselves that way, you know, we are prophesying to our destiny. When somebody calls your name and say, hey, Jabez, the one who causes pain, you're going to cause pain because words are powerful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, people give, scary names. Scary names, and people are prophesying on you that you're going to be poor for the rest of your life.
Sure.
So this young man said, I'm not going to cause pain. I'm changing this thing. God bless me and bless me indeed. You know, the verse opens like Jabez was more honorable. It starts from the back, and then it reveals to us what caused him to be more honorable is that he refused to be refused to be known as one that causes pain. Jacob, the same thing. Today we have this nation that is so successful because of this man who said, I'm not going to be known as I don't want to be known as somebody that cons people. So I'm not letting you go, Lord, until you bless me. You know what I mean? So it is up to you. And what I'm hearing now, as I'm saying, what I'm hearing before we go to the song by Communion with the King, featuring Ntombi, I think, Tracy Life. What I'm hearing God is saying to us, one, let's not allow those labels to dictate our destiny, because you said it very nicely earlier on, that you know what, as Christ is, so am I. Let me look at my identity according to Christ. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:1-2 that we must run this race looking unto Jesus. Let Jesus be our example. Let Jesus be our model, our role model. You know, we're going to talk about role models some other times, because that's another area that causes us to be limited, because we look unto people that really, when they fall, we fall with them. But anyway, topic for another day. And secondly, what I'm hearing from God saying to us today, you know what? What is limiting us is also the choices that we make. Because, child of God, in as much as we have a free will to choose what is it that we want, we don't have a choice in the consequences of those choices that we have made. God says, choose life so that you will live. If you choose death, you're going to die. You know what I mean? If you choose blessings, you're going to be blessed. If you choose to be cursed, that's your choice. The curses are not coming upon your life because God. They are not coming upon your life because the devil. No, the choice is yours. This scripture actually tells us that the choice is ours, but we may not choose the consequence of the choices that we have made.
Yeah.
Here's a beautiful song as we take a breather. This is too much. This is too much.
That's right. It's the Father's Love Show on K-Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with myself, Lindiwe, and Bongani on this beautiful Wednesday where we were talking. I know only a few minutes, man. You know, so much to say. The topic was take the limits off. take the limits off. Don't allow any labels that people might have placed upon you to put be a stumbling block or to limit you from achieving or accomplishing that which God has purpose for you. And the other thing that we spoke about is you have a choice to make, mm-hmm. that you want to live a life based on what other people say, or you're going to leave, choose life, choose that which God says about you. You have a choice to make, and I see time is not on our side. Man, it's always fun to be in the studio. It's always fun to share the word of God. The word of God indeed is alive. It's able to transform and change lives. And for me, as we're about to go, the last thing that I can say about all this thing, at the end of the day, you have the power to change your story.
Yeah, but
you can do it yourself. You don't need anyone else to do it for you, but you have the power to change
your story,
to rewrite. You have that power to do mm-hmm. that. So whatever, as 2 Peter 1 verse 3 says, that by his divine power, God has given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And Ephesians 2 verse 10, that we are God's workmanship. We are a masterpiece. There's no one like you.
Yeah,
created in Christ Jesus
for
good works,
La-la-la.
That you may walk in them. There are good works that you need to walk on. So you better make that choice today to walk on the good works that God has purpose for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Tinka, we love you so very, very much. We see your message on WhatsApp. She says, I'm enjoying the topic today so much. Thank you. And she quoted Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 in the TPT, that every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all because He sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate Him with all our hearts. And in love, He chose us before He laid the foundation of the universe. Because of His great love, He ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in His eyes with an unstained innocence. How beautiful is that? As we sign out, thank you so much, Tinka. Trust that, child of God, you have heard God speaking unto your life, and you are picking yourself up wherever mm-hmm. you are. You are taking the limits off. And you are removing every negative labels, every false labels that have been given unto you. If it doesn't come from God, don't take it. Don't embrace it.
And
Amen. Begin to rise up. It's your choice to make today, right now. It doesn't need anyone. It needs you to partner with God and rise up and do it. God says, you know what? Jesus says to us, what you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. What you disallow on earth is disallowed in heaven. Heaven is waiting upon you. To make that choice, to make that decision. And you know what, child of God, I can go on and on and on and on and on.
I know you, hey.
And on and on and on and on and non-stop. But guess what? Thank you so very much for joining, for tuning in today. We really appreciate and love you. Here's Gilmore at the top of the hour with the news. And after that, Leif Stale is with you. So don't you change that dial. Till next time, same place, same time.
Same place, same time.
Bongani and Lindiwe signing out. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.